8-2 at half-time or something. We're 6 points in it. But look, we whittled that down quite well, very quickly, and we left ourselves in a really good position. A couple of bad wides at a crucial time when we were starting to turn the screw, and then the wind kind of died, and they got a second win, so to speak, from that. And we had a really good goal chance that probably, you know, would have put our noses in front for the first time, and that would have been a big help to us, and, you know, really would have tested their mettle at that stage. But listen, you got to credit their, you know, game management and how they handled the game. And, you know, it's a they set up a 15 behind the ball with playing with a gale force wind, so, you know, that's bad knowledge. We're supposed to be in Donegal. I don't think I've seen that too many times. So that made it difficult for us to get any, you know, scores on the board in the first half, and we missed a free and missed a 45 and had another wide or two that probably we should have got. So look, probably a story of missed chances, but I think ultimately I think they were hungrier than us and outfought us, to be honest, more than anything. I think that's the most disappointing bit.
The thing that was at stake most of all was either a trip to Dublin or a visit from the Dubs. So where do you sit now in the competition? An impressive start. What have you got out of it so far?
Well, look, we're only very new to Sigerson football, and all this, the Ryan Cup. But look, as an institution, we're only in our third or fourth season, and, you know, we're up against teams that have been playing on it since day dot. And to go into the Dub and beat Queens, you know, is no mean feat, and then to beat Mary's the week after is another big achievement for us. So look, I think we had a real good chance tonight to win this one as well, and we're very disappointed, because I think we could have topped the table, and as you say, a massive prize would have been a home draw rather than having to head for the capital in 2 weeks' time. But look, it is what it is. We don't blame but ourselves, and we just take it on the chin and get ready for Dublin.
The bigger picture, what does this group do for Donegal football?
Yeah, look, I think it's a huge benefit to Donegal football, because you have guys that are getting ready for an under-20 campaign, and some guys heading in towards a senior setup that are playing highly competitive football at this time of year. And, you know, when the league kicks off in January, it's very early this year, you know, it's generally the breeding ground for up and coming and aspiring into county players. And, you know, some of these boys are getting a head start, they're getting a better, you know, competitive football and a better training at a time of year when maybe some of the guys in the middle age groups are, and definitely older groups, are not getting any. So, you know, they should be landing their feet into a senior setup with a wee bit of work behind them, and look, that surely would be a help to them individually. But, you know, I think at the same time, for Donegal as a county, it's providing, you know, our students with the chance to play level football and get a really good education at home now, and I think that'll help Donegal in the long run.